What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in four brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City. Boom. I did it too. I can do it sometimes. Mm-hmm.
You can. Jirai's not here. My name is Jonathan Braylock.
I'm James III.
And we have a special guest in the studio today that we will properly introduce.
Take two.
She is a writer, has written for Grownish on Freeform. Please welcome Lo Howard.
Hello, Lo Howard here. I feel like I should have an entrance sound.
But oh yeah, whatever.
Gerard normally does drums. I'm gonna do beatbox.
He usually does bad drums.
And so I just did good beatboxing. You know, Gerard does bad drums. I did good beatboxing.
I mean, good. Okay. I guess it was passing.
Zing!
Booyaka!
And honestly, I'll take that. I'll take both. I'll take that it was passing.
There's no bits. There's no bits.
We just did a bunch of bits.
Okay, fine. Today we are reviewing the film Passing. This is what you, the audience, voted for. At least the
majority. That's what Bray would like you to believe, you listeners. But I need y'all to know that this movie came out in what, 2021, 2022? Yeah. Bray, every 3 days since 2021.
Okay.
Bray has asked us to do this movie on the podcast. Yes. Every three days. I got the receipts.
Maybe once.
I got the receipts.
All right. You don't. All right. Listen, this, you know, it's Black History Month. We're reviewing some films. In Black history, this, of course, is a movie set in the 1920s. It is based on a novel by the same name, written in 1929 by Nella Larson, who herself is a mixed-raced, white, passing woman. Though, if she were to relate to one of the characters in this film, it would be more the Tessa Thompson character, as she married a Black man. She described herself as Black. This was a novel that was created into a movie just 100 years later.
Putting into context for me, though, my grandmother was born in 27. And so this is putting into context for me what life was like when she was three, which is, or I guess, what would she have been by then? Two, probably. I don't know how math actually works. When he's born in 27.
That'd be two.
Yeah.
But interesting. Think about it. I hadn't thought about that in that way before. You know, I hadn't thought about any year, previous. But now it's like, oh, shit, that's the
race. Well, it's like, you have to think, 1929, that means that there were still a few, though they were pretty old, people who would have been around, who could have been enslaved, you know, when they when they were young as a child, but remembered those times. So, you know, in living memory. And for the listener, because you cannot see us, just so you know, I myself, all three of us identify as Black, but I myself am mixed race, as is Lo.
Yes. And when John asked me to come and do the podcast, I was like, oh, wonder why. And then I read what the movie was and I was like, yep, there it is. Now I know. Passing.
Passing. And Lo, you had never seen this movie before, is that right?
No, I haven't. I knew of it, but had never seen it before.
And when you heard about it, were you like, I don't want to see this? Oh,
yeah. Did we make you watch this movie?
Yes, actually. Okay. But I do love a period piece. So,
oh,
you know,
okay.
It was.
Oh,
it's
welcomed.
Checking some boxes.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
It checked boxes.
Okay.
It was, it's just, I have a long list of things that I haven't seen. So this is.
Sure.
Yeah, you know. But an experience that we have on the pod a lot is that, like, we wouldn't be watching a movie if not for this podcast.
Sure.
And I hadn't considered how many times that was true of the guests as well. So hearing you say, like, oh, I hadn't seen it and I probably wasn't going to watch it. It's now I'm wondering, like, how many times did we make someone like, be, hey, you're Asian. Can you review Mulan? You know, like if we did that how many times did we do that to somebody?
Listen, man, we want authentic experiences here. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to talk about it. And look, this movie, you know, like we said, it was based off a novel that was written by Nella Larson, who herself was white, a white passing black woman individual. Now, this movie was written and directed by Rebecca Hall, and Rebecca Hall found out via one of those shows where they do like 23andMe's for famous people. That she found out about her black history because her father is white, very British. Like, actually, I believe her father. I think I read like he was the head of like the head director of both the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts and the National London Theater.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
She's
royalty.
Solidly in the whiteness of Britain. Looks very white. But her mother has some mixed race in her. And what I was reading on, I think it was NPR here, it said that her grandfather probably passed as white when he, you know, was young. So
when he was young,
yeah.
But then,
or in his life, I don't know. At some
point
in
his
life,
they don't know what, any specific. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, you know,
so you're saying what happened is Rebecca found out that she had black, in her heritage and then immediately went, let me tell this story about, jumped onto like, I must tell specifically this story about someone who was white passing and this will be my legacy.
You know, this is interesting that they asked, this is an article written, so it's paraphrasing, I'm sure, but it says, Rebecca Hall on how learning her grandfather's racial identity has changed how she identifies. And she said, I tend to tick all the boxes that apply, and I'm very grateful that you can tick all the boxes that apply now. I remember there was a moment when you could only tick one, and I was a bit like, hang on a minute. I've come on a journey, and I've ended up in a different place than where I started, for sure. Of course, I'm a Hall and everything that comes with that and the theatrical lineage and heritage and the British heritage, but I'm also a Ewing. And that's my mother's name and her father, Norman's name, and his father, John Williams' name, and his father's name, who was the farmer who owned his mother. And I can't ignore that. I can't deny it.
Wow. That is wild. I can't imagine discovering all of that. That is so much. It's so much.
Yeah, it's interesting. This movie obviously is about passing as white. It basically centers around two women who are both very light skinned. They meet in a whites only hotel, like cafe area. One of them recognizes the other. They realize that they were childhood acquaintances. I don't think friends is actually the right word. And basically the one of them, the one who has been passing as white, kind of inserts her life into the other woman who passes as white on occasion, but not in her full-time life. Okay. This movie has, the last thing I'll say is this movie has a 90% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes, 86% audience score.
That is high. This movie is high. Beloved, if you ask me.
Beloved? I don't know.
Yes, that's high. That's
well,
high.
The critics like the critics really liked it. The audience score is fewer than 50 ratings. So I don't think many people saw it.
Okay. Fewer than 50 ratings. Okay, that's interesting. 86 with fewer than 50 ratings.
Right. So not that many people saw it.
Right.
Okay. We'll never get the metrics because it's Netflix, but you know.
Jonathan Braylock,
James the Third,
Drum Milligan.
What more can I say? You know what
it is. Black men can jump.
Black actors, man. Black actors. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
What's up, Black Men Can't Jump comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in 4 brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!